One of the biggest things that we invested in Windows 10 from a UI perspective was performance. We just made the platform faster. So you could even take an existing 8.1 app, run it on Windows 10, and because of the plumbing we've done on the UI perspective, the app will just, it'll run faster. And what I mean by that is it uses less CPU cycles, for example, starting up. It uses less memory when it's executing, so less likely to be suspended. So that's just, you get it for, if you will, for free. If you recompile your app for Windows 10, we've done a bunch of, if the binary format, if you will, of the app itself, we've done a bunch of optimizations there, and I mean a lot of optimizations there to greatly simplify and improve performance for how we actually load, if you will, the visual tree. And we've also added a set of features to allow developers to opt in even to further to greater performance. And the feature there that you know I'm most excited about, or probably the biggest bang for the buck, is we've added a new feature called compiled bindings. Once you opt into this new binding syntax, which we call x:bind, your bindings now become effectively resolved at compile time. So we turn what used to be a late bound lookup, meaning using reflection to figure out the property name, we don't do that anymore. If you're setting a value, we're just literally writing the code for you that sets the value. If you want to read a value from your data source, we're literally just writing the code that literally just does that. Takes the value out of the data source and shoves it into the UI without using reflection or anything. And this has turned out to be something that greatly increases performance of apps that we found internally. And that it also is something that turns out that apps use significantly less memory as a result of that. So for controls, we've added actually a couple different things. There's sort of a spectrum. The first is we've made all the controls, I'll say, uniform and consistent. So before, if you were building what we used to call universal apps in Windows 8.1, you would create an app that used one set of controls on phone and a different set of controls on Windows 8. Now, logically, a lot of times they were the same control, they had the same name button, but the actual behavior and look and feel of those would be a little bit different. And so what we've done is, in order to improve the ability for people to create one experience that runs everywhere, we did a set of work to sort of make all the controls have the same behaviors, if you will, and look and feel. And the next thing is that we wanted to look for, hey, are there things that we're missing sort of in the platform that we feel that, you know, we should add? And so we have some new controls, and we have a new calendar control, something that's been asked for for quite a while. We have another new control, which is what we call a split view, but basically it's something that allows people to do the, what I'll say is the de facto hamburger pattern that you see in a lot of mobile apps these days. And another thing that we did was that, as part of building this universal app experience, we had to take some of our controls that only existed on either phone or desktop, and we had to bring them to the other platform. So for example, pivot control is an example, and auto suggest box are examples of controls that previously only existed on the mobile platform, and now we've made them work well with keyboard and mouse and brought them to the, if you will, the universal app platform. So they'll work on Xbox, they'll work on desktop, they'll work on IoT, and they'll work on phone as well. We've taken our existing control set, if you will, and we've updated the styling, so we still have the same button, but now the button itself is updated with a slightly different and updated look and feel, and that's a consistent look and feel that we're applying across all the different platforms. So that's the same look and feel you see with button on Xbox, on phone, and on desktop. If a developer is designing a universal app, or designer is building designing the front ends for a universal app, a lot of the principles that they have to sort of think about in that design are a lot of the same principles that they would think about today if they were building, like for example, a web page, where you might have to think about a web page that has to be responsive on desktop, and you also want that thing to look good on a smaller device, whether it's a tablet or whether it's a mobile device. Similar to people that have always been on desktop, if you have been a traditional desktop developer, we've always had resizable windows in the desktop. And so even, you know, back desktop developers, they're used to having some level of, if you will, responsiveness associated with designing their screen sizes. And what they have to think about is that we have even a larger diversity of those, because we can go now to even bigger with a 10-foot display on Xbox, to smaller, to a small display on IoT. So just the extreme end cases of designing and really optimizing and creating a great experience across those. Those are the sort of things that might be net new, is that you probably have a larger spectrum that designers will have to think about, but a lot of it is probably an extension of what they've already been thinking about and sort of targeting these different diversity of screen sizes as either a desktop developer or as somebody who's used to doing mobile and desktop development from a web perspective.